The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle, and indeed we are live today, and it's a very lovely day outside. A little cold, but you know what? It's still great for exercise and relaxation and so forth. But after you listen to the program, because we have some really important things that are going to be applicable to you, things that you really don't think about too often because we kind of limp along and, you know, wonder where all these bad problems come about. And we've tried everything that we know what to do. But the one place that we forget to look is in the mouth. That's right. It has to do with something that we call your stomatic nathic system, but that's your cranial bones and your jaws and all the muscles that attach to it and so forth. And that can cause a huge symptom presentation. So who better to talk to this than an expert, somebody who I have tremendous, tremendous respect for and happens to be my dentist, Dr. Michael Chung. Dr. Mike, welcome. Welcome to the program again.
Thank you so much for having me here today.
We're going to have some fun with this this topic. Your practice is really a premier practice as far as I'm concerned. From the moment that you walk in as a new patient or a repeat patient, you have great hygienists, as far as I'm concerned, one of the best I've ever seen. She does a better head and neck examination and lymphatic examination than most physicians ever will. And I congratulate you on surrounding yourself with such an amazing team. But what I want to get into today is I want to talk about not only the pain patterns of headache and neck and shoulder pains and migraines and sleep apnea conditions and all those things that people complain about and run to their physicians and are either ended up putting on drugs or they have implants put in or, you know, they have these permanent devices that it just gets crazy. But when you put something in somebody's mouth, the first thing you have to do is really understand what's taking place. And nobody does it, in my opinion, better than you do. Let's talk about this. It's in the realm of physiological dentistry or an expanded version, if you will, of holistic dentistry. Let's start with what that really means so our listeners can understand what physiological dentistry really means in its application to why they should find somebody like your practice or, you know, understand that minimally to be able to get good dental work done.
Sure. Basic dentistry or basic dentist that you would normally see, we're trained just to look at basically the teeth and the gums and maybe do some quick oral examination, which is fine for most patients that may be perfectly healthy. But unfortunately, there are a lot of patients that suffer with lots of symptoms such as headaches, neck pain, jaw pain, a lot of them being misdiagnosed as having migraines, and they're suffering lifelong with all these types of pains, and they're misdiagnosed and they're put on meds for the rest of their life. So there are many of these patients that we can help. So physiologic-based dentistry looks at this patient as a whole and try to get to the root cause of why they're having these symptoms. And a lot of times it is a misalignment of the upper and lower jaw, and their muscles having to adapt and going into spasms, and years of being in the wrong position like that will cause usually breakdown of their temporomandibular joints. Their tongue posture may be pushed further back. They can cause sleep apnea. So it will really totally affect the overall health of the patient in many ways. So we try, as a physiologic dentist, find the root cause of the problem, and fix the structures so that they have the optimum position for their overall health.
You know, years ago, Dr. Mike, you know, somebody who had particularly an upper maxillary protrusion, if you will, and they would go to tongue thrust therapy, if you will, because what was noted is that the tongue would come up and it was actually pushing the teeth forward. And then dentists would put in braces that actually had little sharp points on it to keep their tongue away from doing it. But that's not what you needed to do. You needed to retrain them because, you know, just for our listeners, if you're sitting there and you want to know whether or not your tongue is hitting the right position, swallow and see where your tongue lands. Your tongue should land just behind your front teeth and touch the upper part of your palate in a way that it broadens the teeth. And Dr. Mike, this is something I know that you're aware of on a constant basis. In our practice, we do that. I want to take it on a piece-by-piece basis. I want to talk a little bit about the symptom process. One of the things that we see, and it's a result actually of car accidents, when somebody gets rear-ended, the jaw is distorted, or even if they're from the front, it'll distort in a different manner. Over a period of sometimes months, sometimes longer than that, what we see is the development of a spinal curvature, but it's a result of misalignment of the TMJ, the temporomandibular joint, and the inability of the jaw itself to sit properly. And now we know that it has an impact on all the spinal levels. Talk to us a little bit about that. How often do you see that sort of thing? And, you know, showing up and somebody says, my back's bothering me. And now they've got, doc said, I've got a curvature. I've never had a curve before. Why now?
Sure. I totally understand that many times that these things are usually brushed over as, oh, that's just part of, you know, aging, or that's normal for you, because the root cause is never found. Well, we as physiologic dentists try to measure everything objectively. We have very fancy computers that can help us in aiding finding out the health of the muscle, such as EMGs, which is like EKG technology, but for all the muscle groups of the head and neck. And we can find out where they're having issues and where there may be their bite position can be placed where they would have the optimum resting position for their muscles. And I think a lot of that can be found and brought them back to the proper health, because when the muscles go into spasms and their trigeminal nerves and their branches that wind around these muscles and they're in spasm, it's going to cause a lot of pain. And sometimes they're misdiagnosed as, you know, migraines and other types of headaches that they're just given medication for.
It's really amazing that so many physicians overlook that relationship from temporomandibular joint and overall body physiology and health. It's something that in our business, we have to be very aware. And it's one that I know that you're very conscious of and that you're very careful to evaluate. A dentist comes in, well, your jaw's not hitting right, and you know, you're not chewing your food properly, and maybe have a little bit of this going on, but it has such a huge impact in total physiology within the body. Let's talk a little bit more. You know, we know that it can cause lower structural problems. Matter of fact, back in the day when I first went into practice, there was a young girl who had braces put on and dental braces put on, and within 3 months this perfectly straight spine, this 11-year-old, went to a 28 degree curvature. That's why I brought up the case to you. Now let's talk a little bit about people who are suffering from snoring and sleep apnea, common conditions. You know, we say, well, we're getting older, we have allergy reactions and so forth, but it can be far more than that. It can be the result of the temporomandibular joint not being aligned properly and dysfunction over a period of time. And I want to step into, you know, the causes, that type of thing. But how often do you see that as a result of a dental problem?
I think a very high percentage of these are caused, especially obstructive sleep apnea. My guess would be 90%. I mean, I think it basically starts at during youth, during development, when their jaws and their teeth are erupting and coming into proper occlusion. Sometimes it's strongly affected by the tongue and the posturing of their tongue. And if a child has any form of allergies or anything that prevents them from breathing through their nose, then they'll start mouth breathing. And that totally affects the tongue posturing, and it will not be up in the palate where it needs that stimulation to grow their upper jaw to their full genetic potential. And when that is not met and the palate gets narrow and high, that retrieves the lower jaw as well. And then what happens to the tongue and all the oral structures? They're also held back, and that compromises the airway. So it's a process that we cannot win if things are not intervened at early age.
So Dr. Mike, let me ask you this question. You know, when a child starts this, back in the day, you have somebody that would go to the dentist and say, well, you have too narrow of a jaw, and they start taking teeth out, you know, to try to bring it back in approximation. We know today that that's probably not only the wrong approach, but can make things a whole lot worse.
That can be very damaging, yes.
And so you take a very different approach to that narrow palate and the jamming of the suture plates and all the symptoms that result. It can be mouth breathing. It can be the sleep apnea conditions that we're talking about. It can be migraine headaches, tons of stuff like that. What causes it, number one, at such an early stage? But more importantly, you know, what's the approach today that we have to take relative to those types of things?
Well, the cause is definitely some form of nasal compromise. We are, as a human being, are designed to breathe through our nose. We want to have the tongue when you're resting, resting on your palate, and lip sealed. Those three things are very, very important at young age. And these youthful kids have a hard time with that if they cannot breathe through their nose. And that could be because, you know, they're sniffling and they have allergies or they have colds or they have, it's, my guess is these days, we have so many, chemicals and junk in our food that they have developed some form of allergies to something, whether it be food or something in the air. And these kids are mouth breathing more and more these days. And that is the root cause of where all this is starting because their tongue posturing is totally in the wrong place. They will never develop their upper jaw properly, and the lower jaw will never have the chance to be able to develop properly along with that. Having said that, these children, if they're intervened early on, we certainly can get the help of an allergist if possible to figure out what that is. But we have to get rid of that cause that's causing them to mouth breathe. And once we do that, then we have other orthopedic appliances and special physiologic braces that we can put on them to help widen and enlarge their palate and to their full genetic potential. Never want to take out teeth and bring everything back and retrude it because that is definitely the wrong thing to do. Our body wasn't designed to have a smaller mouth or smaller jaw and have it easier for braces to work just to straighten teeth.
You know, it's an amazing situation. We see so much of that on a regular basis, and it's important to really understand that the predispositions to allergy sensitivities and breathing patterns can be a genetic pass-through. We're coming up to a break right now. I want to get into this a little bit more detailed. And as we get into the program, I want to just touch upon different things that you're going to see in the mouth, different indications that that you can be aware of, that people can be aware of. And, you know, this is a fascinating program to me. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. My guest in studio, Dr. Michael Chung, my dentist, if you will. We'll be back after some very important messages. Don't go away. Welcome back to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. You are indeed listening to the best in integrative and alternative healthcare on anywhere in the Mid-Atlantic area. My guest today is Dr. Michael Chung, and somebody who I have a tremendous amount of admiration for, somebody who has treated me, my family, a lot of my staff, our patients, now for a long, long time. And it's a pleasure to have Dr. Michael on with me. We're here at 888-630-9628, 888-630-9625, I'm sorry, and love to have you call us. We have so much to discuss when it comes to the head, neck, shoulder mechanism. We're talking about the structural balance between the temporomandibular joint, the head and neck muscles, and the symptoms that you could possibly have, anything from migraines to spinal curvatures to breathing patterns, snoring, sleep apnea conditions, and so forth. Again, Dr. Mike, welcome to the program. This is it's always a pleasure. It's always fun talking to you about this stuff because you're so knowledgeable. You have a bandwidth that is quite significant. Before we get in to another piece of the program, I'd like to go to the phones. I hate to let people just kind of sit there. Robert, thank you for calling. How can we help you, sir?
Yes, I had a rare condition called resorption, and a tooth, and a root canal was done on that tooth. And I understand it's from trauma. I had braces 100 years ago. Anyway, when I went to an endodontist for a tooth, I have teeth that have caps on them, and the dentist, when he takes the x-rays, he can't see through the caps. And this endodontist did a bone cone beam CT capture. Anyway, he discovered another tooth that had resorption that was developing, but it failed. I'm concerned. I asked my the endodontist if I could come to him every year. He said every 2 years to get this cone beam CT scan, so he can he can see through the teeth that I have caps in case the resorption occurs again. Is there the tooth that I had resorption that failed? Should I be concerned about that? I understood it failed means that it stopped.
Mike, what's your thought?
Well, I mean, resorption is usually caused, like you said, by some form of trauma. There's no definite way to stop it. There's no way to tell which teeth are going to start resorbing, which ones are not. It's just one of those you have to wait and see. Possibly that when you were having braces done, teeth may have been moved a little bit too rapidly. Sometimes that can cause trauma to the nerves or to the nerves of the teeth. But at this point, my advice would probably be, like you said, be proactive and have it checked every 2 or 3 years. And try to treat it as soon as they see that there is some resorption going on. But usually, once the resorption starts, prognosis isn't that favorable. But at least, you know, with all the technology these days, you are able to replace that tooth if you have to at last resort with an implant. But yes, you're doing the right thing. I would just have it checked every 2 or 3 years.
So, Mike, here's a thought I've had while you're sitting here talking and listening to this gentleman talk about the resorption pattern. In a lot of the literature that I've read that has to do with avascular necrosis of hips and other major joint spaces, it's a result of trauma impact. You see it a lot with professional athletes. And over time, they alter the blood supply to the joint space. And my thought is it has to be similar. And that there was a trauma, there was an impact. The braces are a trauma, an impact if they're not applied properly, particularly if that temporomandibular joint is not set properly. Unfortunately, there's too many dentists out there that match the vertical dimension of the teeth before they match the vertical dimension of the TMJ. The TMJ has to come first. And if you're now irritating the nerve roots that go to that area, to the alveolar ligaments and so forth, the blood supply also is going to be compromised, then you would get that sort of reabsorption pattern. So if they saw somebody like you, and then, you know, my brain immediately goes to acupuncture and laser and things of that nature. But if you reset that joint space and took the trauma off the space, would there be, in your opinion, maybe the opportunity for that to stop or to modify or to slow down?
Sure, our bodies are adapting all the time. The better we can have neutral health for the positioning of our joints and the muscles and the bite, the more relaxed and neutral that we can get it to the physiologic state, the body doesn't have to adapt anymore and you have a chance of healing. If they're constantly fighting, they're constantly clenching or grinding and constantly traumatizing the structures because they're in the wrong position, then obviously you're going to have more issues and it will be hard for the body to adapt and come out in a positive manner.
Yeah, I'm the guy that's always looking, okay, something causes, so we can figure out what the cause is, let's get it fixed. And knowing the kind of work that you do and working on that relationship between the vertical dimension and the TMJ, that's really the critical piece at that point. We're coming up to the break at the bottom of the program. And when we come back, I want to get into some other details. My guest today, Dr. Michael Chung. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. We'll be right back after some very important messages. Don't go away.
Dr. Tom Rizal Live continues now on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rizal. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. Got a really fascinating program today, and the fun part for me is it's with someone who I have tremendous amount of respect for, my own dentist, Dr. Michael Chung, and we're talking about everything that can happen when you don't pay attention to basic causes. And that's the dimensional state of the temporomandibular joint, the head and neck muscles, the effect it has on the cranial bones, and the long downstream physiological effects. So we're talking about physiological dentistry, basically. Dr. Mike is the head of a practice in Oakton, Virginia, soft touch dentistry. And let me tell you something about that practice. He has probably one of the best evaluatory processes that I've ever had the pleasure of walking into. From the time you meet his hygienist in the initial evaluation, and you know, when she looks in that mouth before he even sees you, and the things he's they're doing in preparation, this is really first class, and it's one that, you know, you really should make the opportunity to check out. And we're going to give you that opportunity as the program goes on before we're done today. Dr. Mike, welcome back to the program. Let's get into the weeds a little bit more with this. It's one that I could sit here for 2-3 hours and just talk to you about the neurological ramifications about what we're getting into right now. But when you're dealing with all these symptoms that kind of are a bugaboo, nobody can really figure them out. You know, they're chronic pain patterns of the head and neck that never go away. And that's what I want to talk to you about just in a second as well. Spinal curvatures that suddenly develop after a short trauma, or with some people having dental work done and all of a sudden they have a curve. Small children that they go to the dentist and they put expanders in the wrong way, or, you know, again, they're not matching that temporomandibular joint. Now they've got a curve and they limp along the rest of their lives and things never go away. Or God forbid, now the dentist puts permanent bracing in of some sort. And back in the day where they used to put a wire behind the teeth and, you know, to hold them in position. Now they're holding them in improper position. One of the areas I want to talk about is chronic pain patterns like a fibromyalgia or a fibromyositis. How often, Dr. Mike, do you see it show up as a result of true bad dentistry, or not even bad dentistry, but something has happened that affects that head, neck, and mouth presentation?
Sure. Unfortunately, too many times. And a lot of my patients have actually been to every specialist that you can imagine, neurologists to ENTs to every medical doctor, and they can't find anything wrong with these patients. And these patients are thinking, I'm not crazy. I feel the pain. And usually, you know, it comes as migraine headaches, or they may get pain in their neck, shoulders even. But a lot of this times, they come to us as a last resort, and they find out it was their an unbalanced bite all along and misalignment of their jaws, which through years and years of accommodating are no longer able to, and they go into pain. We spend a lot of time figuring out the root cause of the problem and putting them in balance, usually with some form of orthotic that will make for the patient in the correct position. And it's amazing the amount of symptoms that would go away within a few months.
You know, the interesting thing, Dr. Mike, is that so many dentists don't appreciate the positioning of probably the most impactful nerve in the body is the vagus nerve. It comes off the lower brainstem and it comes all the way down. The vagus is called the wanderer simply because it goes all over the place and touches everything, every organ system in the body. Sure. And it's just behind that temporomandibular joint. Those who are watching this on our podcast, as well as listening on the radio program, are seeing me touch my TMJ. Well, just behind that is where the vagus comes down. And what we're learning today that we didn't know years ago is that there's a couple divisions of the vagus nerve. There's a ventral a vagal pattern, and that controls immediate fight flight applications. And if that thing is constantly irritated, now we have the pain pattern that we're talking about, and it doesn't shut it off. The other part of the vagus is more if you will, parasympathetic, that allows the body to heal. But if you're caught in fight flight because that nerve is irritated, nothing can heal. And unfortunately, we see it often as a result of that temporomandibular joint for many reasons not being in position until I send them to you and you say, hey, Tom, listen, you know, this patient has got X, Y, and Z, and we need to get it fixed. And I know when you do, it turns it around. Let's walk through that pain pattern a little bit more relative to how it begins to express itself. A lot of people are in chronic pain, and they never really trace it back. They come to us, and we ask them, when was the very first time? They may go back 15 years, 20 years, or more, and they forget that at that point, they had extensive dental work done. Now we send them to you. And how often do you see bad dentistry as a result of this?
Well, you know, I don't think dentists were purposely doing harm. It's just that that's how we were taught in dental school. We see a problem, we fix that tooth, and we fix another tooth. And each time you fix these teeth, a lot of times you're losing a little bit of that vertical dimension. The bite, the root cause was never fixed to start with. So now we're looking at the whole big picture, because if the whole system is not working properly, it's going to manifest itself eventually as pain, because you will have muscle spasms, and then you have this trigeminal nerve that's a major nerve that runs across your lower jaw, and when they go into spasm, it will cause pain, and it's a vicious cycle. And like you said, the sympathetic system is not being turned off, and they're constantly in this flight mode, and they have, you know, all sorts of pain associated, whether it be psychological as well as physical.
You know, it's always caught my attention over a period of many years. You know, I was involved in sports all the way through college. I got back into competitive Greco-Roman freestyle wrestling, actually in my 40s. And you start seeing damage that's done to the body, obviously impact damage. But then the relationship, the carryover, is it has an impact throughout the entire body. Now, you end up with, it feels like a toothache. And here's another piece. Somebody who has a toothache and they end up going to the dentist, and the dentist says, well, I don't see anything here. What's the wrong approach, if you will, and what's the right approach to taking that toothache, which, and the reason I bring it up, because it's very common. My teeth hurt. They're sensitive. I don't know why it is. It's only in one spot. It's only one area of my mouth. It's not throughout everything. How do you evaluate that's a trigeminal problem, perhaps, or it's a muscle problem, or it's something other than that, and it's not an infection? I know it's a complicated question, but where do you go with that?
Well, we try to look at the whole big picture. Obviously, if they're having a specific area of pain, we obviously will take an X-ray to make sure that there is no infection and there's nothing directly going on with that tooth. Now, there are many times where they may feel like it's a toothache, but it may actually be a deeper problem, such as a misaligned jaw or bite. And years of functioning in that wrong position can cause the pain. All of a sudden, it can proliferate into a major pain. So, unfortunately, there's no simple way to evaluate that. We would actually have to go through a couple-hour testing. We have a very sophisticated computer system called the K7 or the BioPack, and it has electromagnetic sensors that can evaluate the movements of their jaw, the EMGs to check all the muscle activity, sonograph to listen to their joints. And we also do usually a three-dimensional picture, a cone beam scan of their whole head and neck area to figure out if there are any abnormalities, and then evaluate the whole system as a whole and to try to figure out where that problem is coming from. The main thing is that we all need to be in the correct physiologic position, where everything is rested. If they're in constant fight mode or constantly clenching or grinding or adapting to a bad position, these muscles and pain usually will continue to manifest itself.
You know, I want our listeners to be aware that with a little bit of arm twisting, I got Dr. Mike to agree to offer quite a significant evaluation based on what we were just talking about. But stick around towards the end of the program so you can get the details on that, and we'll tell you a little bit more about it. It's an expensive piece of what he does, but he's going to give it to you as a holiday gift, and we'll tell you all about what that means and how to take advantage of that by the time the program is over. So don't go away. But, you know, Dr. Mike, getting back into talking about the distortion pattern, you know, we look at structure on an ongoing basis as far as what was the triggering mechanism? What was the thing that actually caused this patient to present the way they are? And we see that, you know, if that head and neck mechanism has been distorted either because of a pass-through genetic predisposition or it's because of something that's taken place over life, trauma, bad dental braces, things of that nature. Now, in my area, I start seeing people with other inhibitions. I see them with shoulder weakness, with hand weakness, with numbness, with tingling, random pain that shows up in a lot of different areas. And just, you know, so our listeners are aware of it, when the reason this is so critical is because all systems are overlapping in each other. So you have this head, neck, and shoulder mechanisms, this temporomandibular joint. You have the positioning of the 22 cranial bones. But on top of that, you have also acupuncture channels, and you have nerve roots that are part of the cranial mechanisms. For example, right in the middle of the face, the acupuncture channel for the stomach meridian, the stomach channel, starts right there. On the ear is small intestine. Next to the nose is large intestine. Over the top of the eyebrows is an area that controls the thyroid and so forth. And there's many like that. So, Dr. Mike, here's a question for you. We know that those things exist. How often, when you see bad or improper dental alignment, things that are not matching the way they're supposed to because of the improper positioning of a cap or a crown or other bracing or a night guard or anything that people are just given to try to blunt the symptoms, how often do patients report to you that now they have all these other problems? They have digestive problems, or they have irregular heartbeat, or they're getting hot and cold reactions, or, you know, all these visceral symptoms that would not necessarily be a finger pointer to a dentist, but how often do you see that they may in fact be there?
Sure. I there are so many meridian systems in our head and neck area. I can't imagine that we can do any form of dentistry and not affect other parts of the body. There's especially, we talked about the main trigeminal nerve running through our head and neck area. Anything that we do, even the tiniest little filling that could be the slightest bit off, I think will affect our whole system. It will affect your posture. It will affect your, you know, the head positioning, and then it will obviously radiate down the whole spinal column and affect the whole skeletal system. So I don't think we can do any dentistry and think that it doesn't affect anything else. So I think it's critical that even small fillings or crowns or simple procedures need to be done with absolute care so that they're in proper balance.
You know, it's frustrating to me in the work that we do that we see so many patients that walk in that have maladapted, if you will, over a period of a lifetime to things that cause destructive, visceral, and other physiological symptoms that you wouldn't necessarily think. I mean, back in the day with the silver fillings, and because the silver fillings are nickel and mercury and they do tremendous damage in the body. And, you know, had a young girl years ago that her father was a dentist, and she used to go in the office and used to play with the mercury, just push it around on the tabletop and so forth. And she ended up with MS, and we found that it was related to that exposure. I want our listeners to be aware that when we come back after the break, Dr. Michael has a very special holiday gift for you, one that if I were you, I would take very, very close listen to and take advantage of it and make this available to you and your family. I would think that it can do nothing but help you. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. My guest today, Dr. Michael Chung. He is the owner of Soft Touch Dentistry in Oakton, Virginia. Don't go away. We'll be right back after some very important messages.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You listen to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live as you do every Sunday at 11 a.m. on the Eastern Seaboard. Those of you across the country, thank you for listening. We know that there's a time gap, and those men and women in military, we appreciate you so very much, and we do everything we can to get back to you with your questions as fast as humanly possible. But again, thank you, because if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have the opportunity to do what we do. My guest today, Dr. Michael Chung, we're talking about physiological dentistry and the things that are overlooked so many times when you just, well, my, you know, I need to get a cavity filled, or I need to get an implant put in, or I need to get some braces done and so forth. It's not that simple. And you have to make sure that they're done properly, because the mouth has a huge impact on the body's entire physiology, from postural patterns, from metabolic functions, to the way that your body has the ability to adapt to its environmental stresses. And truly, there's very few that I know that can match this man's ability to be able to put all the pieces together. Dr. Michael, anytime that you and I have the opportunity to sit and talk, it always is fascinating to me as far as the connection between our worlds and the, you know, the things that that we both do, and the crossover of elements and how we fix things, because sometimes they're very similar. I had made mention earlier in the program that after a little bit of arm twisting with you, I got you to extend a very special gift to Dr. Tom Rozelle listeners. And I'm going to let you describe that, because I'm going to blow it if I, you know, if I try to explain it. And we want you to know this is Dr. Michael's gift. It's got a significant dollar value to it. But we want you to be able to have the best year coming up health-wise and physiologically. There's no better way to start than making sure that symptoms that you may or may not be having, whether it's sleep apnea conditions or headaches or visceral problems, or all of a sudden you got a spinal curvature or things of that nature, you know, the mouth has to be ruled out, and if it's a problem with it, it has to be taken care of. And this is how you begin that process. Dr. Mike, why don't you explain that to us a little bit?
Sure. So many people are suffering with so many pain symptoms and headaches and as such. One of the first things that I would do, obviously, would have a consultation with the patient and go over all their symptoms. But many times I'll need to also get a very expensive radiography done. It's a cone beam CT scan of the head and neck area that allows me to see all the structures in 3D and look for any abnormalities. And I would also send that to a full board certified radiologist who will go through all those with a fine comb to look for any other things that could be causing the pain. Once we rule all those things out, then we can certainly figure out whether they have these neuromuscular symptoms and fix their bite. But that CT scan and full radiography report has a value of $750. And I know it's a busy time of the year. Most patients cannot come in by the end of the month, but if they can at least make a phone call and make an appointment to come in by the end of the month, and I will certainly honor that for any of those patients that may be suffering out there. And also, if you're not having pain, but you know, suspect that you may have sleep apnea, for those patients, I can also do a sleep apnea testing for them at their leisure, at their home, with a computer that I can send home with them so they can sleep in their own bed, because a lot of times patients don't want to go to a sleep center and be, you know, in an unfamiliar place and have to be forced to sleep with all these wires connected to them. So this is a simple way to do this, and we can certainly do that for any patients that may suspect they have sleep apnea.
Dr. Mike, you take generosity to a very new level. I know you don't have to do this. Your practice is busy to begin with. And I know you're doing it as a courtesy, as a favor to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live's patients. And this is an opportunity to take advantage of. There's, you know, you go in, you get it checked out, you see if there's a problem, you decide if this is a right approach for you. Obviously, you know, this is something I would not recommend if I didn't think that it had tremendous amount of value and application. And it's the missing piece so often in so many different health problems, even cardiovascular problems, that vagus nerve goes to the heart. And if the vagus is not working the way it's supposed to, then the heart can misfire because it controls what's called the sinoatrial nodes. And those sinoatrial nodes cause the rhythm of the atrial chambers to contract and then downstream to the ventricles and so forth. And so as a result, your body's physiology can be disrupted if the vagus is not allowed to fire or is being disrupted in its signaling to the heart. Trust me, I know all about that very personally after a very significant car accident that took place a year ago. And as a result, you know, the consequences are ongoing. Dr. Mike, I want to thank you very much for being on the program with me. And, you know, this is always a fun time to be with you. You're an amazing physiological dentist.
Thank you, Dr. Rozell. I have so much fun every time I come on your show. Thank you.
We'll see you all next week with a brand new program. Just remember, we do this program for one reason only. I love you all. Bye. See you then.